An Amtrak radio commercial says, quote, "Our passengers are our highest priority." Really? Whom else would it be?
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Babs again. Called to ask a question during your show today, but was told by your producer that it was a rerun and you weren't there. Later on in the show, someone else called in and you took the call. If you don't want to talk to me, just say so.
You know, I'm not saying there's some preference here on the program, but it seems like Richard's wife, Amrita, posing as Bob, seems to... Babs. Well, I guess she could do Bob on the weekends, maybe. Seems to be repeating more than any other Rockford bit. I don't know. Maybe she's paying Richard. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is real estate reporter with CalMatters.org, Mark Levin. Yeah, they actually call him the CalMatters housing dude. And we are going to discuss... Well, last time he was on, we forgot to discuss the debate between polar opposites over the California housing crisis. So maybe we'll get to that. But we're going to talk about renters and COVID and new state laws, new federal laws, what states don't have laws. Very interesting. I listened to a senior attorney at the California Association of Realtors last Monday at the MLS meeting, Santa Barbara, and took great notes. And I need to go through them if anyone wants them. But actually, you don't need my notes. You'll listen to today's guest. And also, MLS sent out a recap of information. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll look at the first segment and pending. And year to date sales going back to 2010 and looking at average days on market. And I was surprised about this year. I thought we'd be much shorter on days on market, but this goes back to January. So I'm sure if we just went back in the last 3 months, we would see lower days on market. What else? Beekeepers Association, don't forget the bees. They're really struggling now this time of year. This time of year, if you have bees, don't exterminate them. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline. SBBA, that stands for the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. So if you can't remember it, just Google Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, SBBA.org. Should be .b. I wonder if they have that. And I noticed bees. I have this 3-foot retaining wall running the entire width of my backyard. Just the last 3 feet of the yard, it holds up a planter because my property is 3 feet below the neighboring property. And so it's a retaining wall. It's old, but it's got these little gaps periodically for weep holes to allow moisture. And all of a sudden, I'm back there, and I'm looking, and there's bees going in and out, clustering around this crack. I'm going, oh, my God. So I wanted to block it. So I finally grabbed a plastic bag, and with a metal rod, I pushed it into the crack because there were bees. And it worked. But it wasn't snug enough up top, so I kept watching, and the bees kept sneaking in. And I was worried that they had already established a hive, and the queen was in there, and I felt really bad. And then I called Paul Cronshaw, who started the Beekeeper Association, and he said, well, don't forget steel wool, and you know, you're okay. They probably were just searching. They go out scouting. It's like looking for a home for sale, and a bunch of buyers go out. And the queen sends the drones. So it's like the wife sending the husband. Nobody cares what he thinks. And they go out and they search, and the bees come up with 3 or 4 spots, and then they form a consensus, and then they choose that for the hive. So if you just saw them initially, they probably didn't establish. The queen's probably there. But I felt awful, and I got the steel wool and used the metal rod and push that up into the top portion of this little crack. It's like a half-inch crack, about 6-8 inches vertical, and that did it. And then when I went back a little bit later, yeah, I could just see all the bees just hanging out. They're wondering what the hell happened. Who locked the door? This was our place. So I'm just hoping. I just felt horrible that possibly the queen had already been established. But that's what they do. When they did my hive under the shed, they block the opening with a special tube that allows everyone to escape, but they can't get back in. It's bizarre. It's a vertical tube. There's no reason why they don't get back in. It's a hole. They get out. I don't know why they don't go back in. So they abandon the queen, and they bring a new queen with a new box, and everybody abandons the queen. So what is that expression? God save the queen? Welcome to the new queen? Okay, that's my B story. Okay, pending pre-COVID shutdown, March 13th, we were pending Santa Barbara, South Coast, Carp de Goleta, single-family residences only, pending 20.6 per week, which was low because in 2019, we closed 21.15 sales per week. So we were low on the pending starting off the year. And then since then, 26 weeks, we've averaged 27.5 per week. So that's a big jump. But more pronounced is the last 8 weeks, we've averaged almost 40 pendings per week, 39.1. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay, that's the pending. Now, year to date, remember back in June of 2020, year to date number of sales were down 20% from the previous year. And now, for the week ending, as of September 12th, 2020, 755 sales year to date 2020. Last year, 758. 2018, 731. 2017, 806. 2016, 753, identical to this year and last year, virtually. 2015, 817. 2014, 751, again. This year, last year, 2016, 2014. It's amazing how the numbers are virtually identical. But 2013, 906 sales through September 12th. I hope I didn't say June 12th before. 2012, 880. But 2011, only 655. Really, I think we went higher later in 2011, but things started popping more in 2012. Median price, 1,000,005 year to date through September 12, 2020. Last year, 1,312. We ended up 2019 at 1,316,500. 1,000,005 year to date, just beyond, more than anything you've ever seen. Average days on market, year-to-date, 80. Last year, 76. So it's actually higher? Makes no sense. But like I said, if I went back the last 3 or 4 months, it would be lower. However, the median days on market year-to-date, 2020, is 22. Last year, 26. So that gives you a better idea that that middle number is, in fact, lower. So that eliminates the outliers, the super low, the super high. So we've got 14% higher median price. The number of sales, call it even. And that's the days on market compared to last year and this year. But now in 2018, the median days on market was only 19. That's lower than this year's 22. In 2017, the median days on market was 29. 2016, it was 30. 2015, it was 19 again. So similar to 2020 and 2018. 2014, it was 18. 2013, okay, the doldrum years, 2011, 2012, things started kicking in 2013. The median days on market year to date through September 12th, 15. That's a low. Okay, that's enough for year to date number of sales, median price, and median days on market. Let's sneak in a today in history, and then we'll take a break and come back with the real estate dude from Cal Matters. September 14th. Let me just see if I did everything looking at my list. Yes, I did. September 14th, 1814, Francis Scott Key pens a poem, later set to music, and in 1931 becomes Americans, I should say America's, national anthem. What was the title of his original poem, Richard? 1814, Francis Scott Key.
Can't drink enough tonight.
Can't drink enough tonight. That is incorrect. I'll come back to that. 1901, September 14th, President McKinley dies of infection from gunshot wounds shot, they say, by a deranged anarchist as opposed to the non-deranged anarchist who was thought of stabbing him. 1982, September 14th, Grace Kelly dies. 1974, the song I Shot the Sheriff came out. That, you know what? I wrote that down because I love the song, and sadly, that's a horrible thing to say the way, or is it horrible? The way things are going on and what happened this weekend. And in 1927, September 14th, Isadora Duncan is killed in a tragic accident when she was strangled by her enormous scarf. It was a true story. It was so long, and it got entangled in the rear wheels, the spokes of the rear wheel. It's insane. Francis Scott Key, 1814, his poem later became the national anthem. It was called The Defense of Fort McHenry. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the Cal Matters housing dude, Matt Levin.